Well, let's get into the Word.
Vamos a ver la palabra de Dios.
In Isaiah chapter 5,
ahí en Isaías, capítulo 5,
I want us to read two verses.
Leamos dos versículos.
And I want us to read verses 13 and 14.
Ahí va a ser versículo 13 y 14.
And it reads this way.
Y dice así.
Therefore my people have gone into captivity, because they have no knowledge. Their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst.
Pero eso mi pueblo será exiliado, porque no me conoce. Su nobleza perecerá de hambre, y la multitud se morirá de sed.
Therefore Sheol has enlarged itself, and opened its mouth beyond measure. Their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he who is jubilant shall descend into it.
Por eso el sepulcro ensancha su garganta y desmesuradamente abre sus fauces. Ahí bajan nobles y plebeyos con sus juergas y diversiones.
And let's read the first part again.
It
says, therefore Sheol has enlarged itself.
Por eso el sepulcro ensancha su garganta.
And what I want to speak with you just for a few minutes this morning is on the subject of hell has enlarged itself.
El título de que el infierno se ha engrandecido.
Let's pray. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would help me to share your heart with your people. I pray that, Lord, your word would speak into every one of our hearts and our lives. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would take these words and bring life to them. And I pray that, Lord, it would find fertile ground in every one of our hearts. We thank you for who you are. Bless the preaching of your word, we pray in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Hell has enlarged itself.
El infierno se ha engrandecido.
This portion of Scripture
esta porción de la escritura
is during a time of Israel's history where the children of Israel are taken into captivity.
Es durante la porción de Israel donde los egipcios han sido capturados.
The children of Israel have forgotten God.
Los hijos de Egipto se han olvidado de Dios.
They have begun to serve other gods, little g gods. And what's really sad is of all people that should know who God is, it is the Israelites. No other nation on the earth has had a relationship with God like Israel. And yet at this time in Israel's history, they had fallen into idolatry. God desires to show mercy toward them.
Dios ha demostrado misericordia.
God wants to move in their lives.
Dios se quiere mover en sus vidas.
He wants to show them wonderful things.
Él les quiere enseñar muchas cosas maravillosas.
But he's not able to because they've forsaken him.
Pero él no puede hacerlo porque ellos se han olvidado de él.
They should know better, but they've turned away from God.
Ellos deben de conocer mejor, pero ellos se han olvidado de Dios.
And so God, being a loving Heavenly Father,
so Dios siendo un padre amoroso,
needs to bring correction to them.
Tiene que corregirlos.
There's nothing wrong with being corrected. Amen? Whenever you and I are going down a wrong path,
cuando tú y yo vamos en un camino incorrecto,
normally we will look forward to that person telling us, you're going the wrong way.
Normalmente esperamos una persona que nos diga, hey, estás yendo en el camino incorrecto.
It's usually our pride that gets mad at them.
Y es usualmente nuestro orgullo que se enoja con ellos cuando nos dicen eso.
But in our heart of hearts, we know they're right.
Pero dentro de nuestros corazones, nosotros sabemos que ellos están correctos.
The Scriptures declare that God is a good God.
La Escritura dice que Dios, nuestro Dios, es un Dios bueno.
He doesn't take delight in disciplining His children.
Él no se orgullece en ponernos disciplina en nosotros.
But because he loves them, he will do it.
Pero porque él nos ama, por eso lo hace.
And so the scripture in verse 13,
so aquí en la escritura, en el versículo 13
says that his people have gone into captivity.
Dice que su pueblo ha sido exiliado.
God's judgment has come their way.
Que el juzgamiento de Dios ha venido contra ellos.
But what is sad in this particular account,
pero lo que es triste en esta historia,
is that the scripture says that hell has enlarged itself.
Dice que la escritura se, ahí en la escritura dice que el infierno se ha hecho más grande.
In your version of the Bible,
en tu versión ahí de la Biblia,
it may say Sheol.
A decir que se ha
Sheol.
Sepulcro.
In Spanish, sepulcro. That means grave.
Eso quiere decir una tumba.
And what it's saying is that the grave has opened up its mouth wider. And the reason why this is taking place, the reason why hell has opened its mouth wider, is because God is calling out to his people.
Porque Dios le está hablando a su gente.
He's wanting to correct them so that he could save them.
Él quiere corregirlos para que puedan ser salvos.
But sadly, many would not give ear to his voice.
Pero muy tristemente muchos no lo han oído.
And because they would choose their own way,
y porque ellos escogen su propio camino,
and not God's way,
y no el camino de Dios,
hell has enlarged its mouth.
El infierno se ha engrandecido.
And what I'm sharing with you this morning,
y lo que estoy diciendo aquí esta mañana,
is not something that is easy to say.
No es algo que es fácil decir.
I'm not here to try to preach heaviness on anyone.
No estoy aquí para predicarte algo pesado.
But we're living in a day here in America,
pero estamos viviendo en un día aquí en América,
that many, many people are choosing their own way and not God's way. And sadly, many are turning away from the voice of God.
Y tristemente, mucha gente se está volteando contra el camino de la palabra de Dios.
And if they don't turn to God,
y si ellos no regresan a Dios,
the same thing will happen even in our day.
Lo mismo va a pasar ahora mismo en nuestros tiempos.
That hell will open its mouth even wider.
Que el infierno va a abrir su boca más grande, aún más grande.
What is so sad about what I am saying this morning,
pero lo que es muy triste de lo que estoy diciendo en esta mañana,
is the reality that this is the way of the world.
Es que es la realidad que este mundo está viviendo.
In Matthew chapter 7,
ahí en Mateo capítulo 7,
verses 13 through 14.
Del 13 al 14.
You don't have to turn there.
No tienes que buscarlo.
The scriptures describe two paths and only two paths.
La escritura describe dos caminos y solamente dos caminos.
The first one is described as a narrow way.
El primero está describido como un camino angosto.
And the narrow way leads to life.
Y ese camino angosto te sigue la luz.
But there's another way that is described.
Pero hay otro camino que lo describe.
And that way is broad.
Y ese camino es ancho.
And it's sad to say that the majority go down the broad way.
Y es muy triste decir que mucha gente va por ese camino ancho.
And so what I'm sharing is really nothing new.
So lo que te estoy diciendo no es nada nuevo.
But thank God for those that give heed to the voice of God.
Pero gracias a Dios por esas personas que oyen.
Because he's calling people out of that broad way.
Porque Dios nos está hablando y nos está sacando de ese camino.
Into the narrow way.
Del camino, ancho.
Where there is life.
Al camino angosto donde hay luz.
For you see, many were being called by God in the time of Isaiah.
Sí, muchos han sido llamados al camino de Dios por ahí, en el tiempo de Isaías.
And praise the Lord for those who turn to the Lord with all of their hearts.
Y gracias a Dios, aquellos que se voltean y regresan al camino de Dios.
But it's sad to think that so many would turn away from God.
Pero es muy triste también el saber que muchos, muchos más,
that it would,
camino contrario.
That it would say that hell has enlarged its mouth.
Y es porque se dice que el infierno ha engrandecido.
That means that there would be more going into the grave in death.
Eso quiere decir que hay muchos más que van al camino de la muerte.
Than there was before that.
Que antes de esto.
We're living in a time when God is dealing with the hearts of men.
Estamos viviendo en un tiempo donde Dios está lidiando con tu corazón.
And He's calling to hearts, He's calling to individuals, and He's saying, come, follow after me. For you see, the time is getting short. Sometimes we think, oh no, it's just going to continue as it is. But it's time for us to give ear to the voice of God now. God loves you.
Dios te ama.
God loves me.
Dios me ama.
And He has a plan for each and every one of our lives.
Tiene un plan para cada uno de nuestras vidas.
And He wants you to involve Him in your life.
Él quiere que tú lo incluyas en tu vida.
There is peace going God's way.
Hay paz en el camino de Dios.
There is joy going God's way.
Hay satisfacción en el camino de Dios.
The peace and the joy this world gives.
La felicidad y la paz que este mundo te da
is short-lived.
Es corto.
It doesn't last.
No dura.
God created you and me,
Dios te creó a ti y a mí,
with an emptiness in our hearts.
Con un vacío en nuestros corazones.
And that emptiness can only be filled by God.
Y ese vacío no más puede estar lleno con Dios.
That's why you have individuals who can make a lot of money.
Por eso hay muchas personas que pueden hacer mucho dinero.
And they're more miserable with all that money than they were when they didn't have that money.
Pero al igual pueden ser más miserables que cualquier otra persona.
That's why that person can go and have everything he has desired in this world.
A veces por eso mismo esa persona también puede y satisfacerse con muchas cosas de este mundo.
And feel so empty.
Pero al menos sentirse
vacío. Why does man have an emptiness within like this?
¿Por qué el hombre tiene este vacío en su corazón?
It's not unique to people in center.
No es nada, no solamente para la gente aquí en center.
It's not unique to people in the U.S.
Para la gente en Estados Unidos.
It's all around the world.
Es en todo el mundo.
And it's because God left man with that emptiness on purpose.
Es porque Dios te dejó con ese vacío por un propósito.
Because only He can fill it.
Porque solamente Él lo puede llenar.
He wants you and me to reach out to Him.
Él quiere que tú y yo lo busquemos.
He wants us to call out to Him.
Él quiere que le hablemos.
He has amazing things for you and for me.
Él tiene muchas cosas maravillosas para ti y para mí.
But He waits for you and me to invite Him into our lives.
Pero Él espera por ti, por mí, que lo invitemos a nuestras vidas.
He'll never force Himself in there.
Él nunca te va a forzar.
But He will call.
Pero Él te va a hablar.
He will speak.
Te va a platicar.
Sometimes you won't be able to sleep right.
A veces no vas a poder dormir bien.
Sometimes things just don't seem to go right.
A veces parece que las cosas no van bien.
And in our heart of hearts, we know why it's happening that way.
Y dentro, muy dentro de nuestros corazones, nos damos cuenta por qué están pasando.
Because we know we need God.
Porque sabemos que necesitamos a Dios.
But if you will put God first,
pero si tú pones a Dios primero,
and you will choose His way,
y escoges tu, su camino,
watch how everything falls into place.
Te das cuenta cómo va a cambiar todo.
It's a beautiful thing.
Es una cosa muy hermosa.
There are two paths and only two paths.
Hay dos caminos y solamente dos.
There's not a middle path like a world religion out there proclaims.
No hay un camino intermedio como otras religiones aquí están predicando.
There's a middle path in Hinduism.
Hay un camino en medio como en el hinduismo.
There's only two paths.
Pero leads solamente dos.
One leads to God. The other one leads directly down to that place called hell. But God has made a way for us not to go that route. The heart of the Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Why are you preaching this way, Pastor James? It's because we're living in perilous times. This world isn't getting brighter and brighter, it's getting darker.
Este mundo nos está haciendo más brillante, cada día se está haciendo más oscuro.
And it's time for us to get serious with God.
Y es tiempo de que nosotros tengamos una relación seria con Dios.
You and I as believers,
tú y yo como creyentes,
we need to be busy about sharing our faith as well.
Tenemos que estar ocupados predicando la palabra de Dios.
I have a friend, he was the best man of my wedding.
Tengo un amigo que fue mi mejor, mi chambelán en mi boda.
He's a pastor of a church in Maryland.
Es un pastor de una iglesia ahí en Maryland.
He told me one day he had a dream.
Y me dijo una vez que una vez tuvo un sueño.
And he, in the dream, he was walking along a road.
Y que en ese sueño él estaba caminando por un camino.
And as he was walking down the road, he saw that the road just cut off.
Y que en lo que él estaba caminando ese camino, que vio que ese camino acababa.
There was a road going and it just went right off like into a cliff.
Veías ese camino y de repente nomás se acababa ahí.
And so he turned around and began to walk down the road the opposite way.
So él se volteó y empezó a caminar al contrario.
And all of a sudden there was these cars racing down the road.
Y de repente estos, había muchos carros
they were just racing down the road.
En ese camino.
And so he thought, I need to warn them.
Y en el sueño se dijo que tenía que avisarles.
I got to tell them there's a cliff just right ahead of them.
Y tenía que avisarles que ese camino acababa.
So he began to try to wave down the cars.
O él empezó a hacer señas que pararan.
He was yelling at them, stop, there's a cliff.
Empezó a gritarles que pararan porque ahí se acababa el camino.
And sadly, some of them just drove right past him.
Pero muy tristemente, muchos siguieron manejando.
And he was trying to stop as many as he could.
Y él estaba tratando de parar los más que pudiera.
Some of them stopped.
Unos pararon.
But the majority sadly passed right by.
Pero muchos más siguieron pasando.
And when he woke up, he said, Lord, what was that dream?
Y cuando él despertó, le preguntó a Dios que qué significaba ese sueño.
And the Lord spoke to him.
Y Dios le dijo.
And he said, the vast majority of people are ignoring my call and warnings.
Y Dios le dijo que la mayoría de la gente están ignorando su palabra y sus señales.
But I want you to keep warning and preaching the gospel.
Pero que él quería que él lo siguiera, le siguiera avisando a la gente y predicando la palabra.
It is your and my responsibility to tell others about Jesus.
Es tu responsabilidad y la mía de hablarle a la gente de Jesús.
It can be done in various ways.
Puede ser hecho en muchas diferentes formas.
Saint Francis of Assisi said this.
San Francis de Assisi dijo así.
He said, "You go and preach the gospel."
Dijo, tú ve y predica la palabra.
And if you have to, use words.
Y si tienes que, usa palabras.
What he is saying is that you and I can preach the gospel by the manner of life that we live. We need to be true Christians in this day.
Necesitamos ser cristianos verdaderos en este
tiempo. We must carry ourselves like Christ.
Tenemos que llevar nuestras vidas como Jesús.
The scripture says, we are the city set on a hill.
La escritura dice que nosotros somos la ciudad sentada en el en aquel
on the hill.
Montaña, loma.
It says we are the light of the world.
Nosotros somos la luz del mundo.
It says we are the salt of the earth.
Somos la sal de la tierra.
We have influence.
Nosotros tenemos esa influencia.
And so live your life for Jesus. Love Him with all of your heart. And let the gospel be seen in you. But it can't only be that without a voice. Paul said, how can they hear without a preacher? It says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Dice que la fe viene por el oír y el oír por la palabra de Dios.
And so it's our responsibility not only to live it out.
Es nuestra responsabilidad no solamente de vivirla,
but to share it.
Pero de
Sometimes it's just a simple God bless you. Sometimes it's just a simple can I pray for you. And sometimes it's you need Jesus in your life. The scripture says in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20.
La escritura dice ahí en Mateo 28, versículo
19 and 20.
19 y 20.
It says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And he said, and I am with you always. When Jesus spoke that to his disciples, he wasn't speaking just to the 12. Before Jesus ascended into heaven, there was a group there as they watched him go into heaven in a cloud of 500 disciples. All of that to say this. That command wasn't just to them. It's to you and to me. It's not only to preachers that preach behind pulpits. It's for you and for me, his children. But you may say, Pastor, I don't know how to speak. If you ask the Lord for opportunity, he'll help you to speak. You don't have to preach a 10-point sermon. Sometimes it's just as simple as being there, a friend. There are many people right around us that are driving off a cliff. Driving off the cañada. There's people that are going straight into that grave whose mouth has opened wide. And sometimes we forget. There's times we just totally forget. Life just happens. And we forget that these individuals, if they don't turn to Jesus, are going to the grave. And if they don't have Jesus in their hearts, if they've not been washed in the blood, not only is it a grave, it's actually the place called hell. We need to be a people that are busy about the Father's business. Pray to God.
Ora a Dios.
Give me opportunities to share my faith. Give me boldness to share my faith.
Dame ese, coraje para poder predicar tu fe.
That I will share it with your heart.
Que pueda enseñarlo con tu corazón.
He will help you.
Él te va a ayudar.
He will give you the grace and the strength to do it.
Él te va a dar la gracia y la fuerza para hacerlo.
God can use you.
Dios te puede usar.
Don't be afraid.
No tengas miedo.
Instead, believe God. And if he gives you the opportunity, step out in faith and do it.
Pero cree en Dios, y si él te da la oportunidad, ve con fe y hazlo.
Sometimes we should pray, God, give me a dream like the pastor's friend had.
A veces nosotros nos decimos que Dios nos dio un sueño como el amigo del pastor.
Really quick.
Pero muy rápido.
Another godly man was given a vision from the Lord.
Otro
man of God.
De cada Dios fue
And in the vision, he saw a dock over a body of water. Dock? I don't know how you say that. That sounds good. He saw that puerto, that dock over the water. And on that dock, there was a bunch of people partying. They were laughing and dancing. And in it, he saw this woman dressed in white. And she's just there in the midst of the crowd, joining the party. And then he saw in that vision people in the water drowning. They're drowning and crying for help. And yet the people on the dock were oblivious to the hurt and the pain and the drowning. And this minister said, Lord, what does this mean? And who's that lady dressed in white anyways? And God spoke to him. That woman that is dressed in white is the church. All those people partying around her is the world. And the church has got herself caught up with all the things of the world that she has grown blind to the needs around her. The people whose lives are being destroyed, taken, and ultimately taken into hell. And the Lord was speaking to this man of God. And speaking about the need for the church to wake up. To realize how desperate the times really are. Some of them are our friends. Some of them are our family members. Some of them are our neighbors. And if we don't tell them, they can end up in a fiery pit. But they don't listen to me, Pastor. All you have to do is share the word. It's God that will bring life to those words. One last story. I remember one day, I was a younger baby Christian. And I had a brother who was in and out of church. He'd be in church one Sunday, and partying the next. And I got after him one time. I said, you shouldn't be doing that. And I was kind of ugly with it. One day he was walking out the door, and I knew he was going to a party. And God spoke to me. And he said, don't be ugly to him. Just tell him, I love him. So as he was opening the door to walk out, I said, hey, God loves you. And he turned back and said, yeah, he loves you too. He tells the story after the fact. He went to a party. And the beer was available. And other things were available. He said he was standing around the bonfire with the rest of the partygoers. And he had a beer in hand. He had even taken the time to crack it open. Right? And some of that fizzy stuff came to the top. And he says all he could hear with that beer in hand.
Y todo lo que él oía con esa cerveza en la mano.
God loves you.
Dios te ama.
God loves you.
Dios te ama.
And he says, for the life of me.
Y él se molestó un poco.
He says, I could not bring it to my lips.
Que no podía tomarla.
Because God was giving life to those words.
Porque Dios le estaba dando vida a esas palabras.
You just share whatever.
Tú dices lo que tú sientes en tu corazón.
And let God work on the heart.
Deja que Dios trabaje en sus corazones.
You get on your knees and you pray for them.
Tú arrodíllate y ora por ellos.
And let God the Holy Ghost deal with them.
Y deja a Dios que él haga su trabajo.
When they're alone.
Cuando está solo.
And all of a sudden the hound of heaven begins to deal with their hearts. He begins to draw them. He begins to speak to them. And it'll be a lot of times because of the words you spoke. You and me, we are his mouthpiece. Hell is enlarging its mouth. But we can be the voice of God in this generation. Ask the Lord for opportunity. Ask God for boldness to share your faith. It'll be worth it when we get there to heaven. And we see that person serving God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand.